So I'm assuming that when the bus or the plane arrives, you guys got to get a lot of things taken off and put into the wherever it goes to head to the gymnasium that you're playing at.
Absolutely. There's as you can imagine, there's quite a bit of stuff with jerseys and shoes and everything you can think of. But we have to load it. We help load the truck that drives over to the Purdue Airport, and then from there, actually the people at the airport load it onto the plane for us, and then actually everybody from assistant coaches to GAs and anybody that just helps actually helps us unload the plane and load the bus, and then we'll unload the bus at the hotels and stuff like that. But we get some help along the way, but as you can imagine, there's quite a few bags.
I can imagine. I know what it was like packing for an away game for the Frankfort Hot Dogs, so I can just imagine the amount of work that you guys had to do at Purdue. Okay, so this may be a question that shows my real lack of knowledge of college sports, but are there other games other than the men's varsity that you have to attend and take care of?
We only work with the Purdue men's team, and we just do stuff for them and stuff like that. There's really no other games we're involved with. One fun thing, one other game we're involved with, kind of a fun thing for us, is the manager's game we play. Usually the night before a game, we play a manager's game, and we'll play the opposing managers that fly in to West Lafayette, or maybe we're on the road and we'll play them in Mackey or wherever we're at that day. So it's usually a fun time just to get together and to play.
So last night you played on Thursday night. So when would you leave to go to that ball game, and how long is the stay?
We actually didn't play Thursday night. There was some stuff going on. Some people were busy. We just didn't get to play that day. But if we were playing in West Lafayette playing Nebraska when they came in, our game was at 8 at night, and we just played it in Mackey.
Ah. So is there pride on the line there to make sure that everybody understands it's the Purdue managers are just like the men's team?
Absolutely there is.
Well, I can imagine you guys taking that county pride over to Purdue and making sure everybody understands that we play basketball really well over here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so next question is, give me one thing that was on your duty list that you didn't expect that you had to do, and give me something on there that you you enjoy doing.
Austin, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, definitely something I didn't think we were going to have to do was just there's this thing called I mentioned earlier, but there's a Big Ten standing board, I guess, is one of our duties. And throughout the course of the year, we update it. And so whenever there's a Big Ten game played, one of us goes in there, we switch around the teams, and we make sure the Big Ten standings board's in the right order for the guys when they come in the locker room, so they can see what's going on in the Big Ten. So that's definitely one thing that I didn't think we would be doing. It's kind of a cool thing. And then one thing I really enjoy is just talking to the players and get to know them a little bit. They give us respect, and it's they're just fun to be around and get to know them and just build that relationship with those guys.
Bailey, what do you got?
Yeah, like Dawson said, the one thing I really didn't know what I was getting myself into is just kind of, it's not so much that there's a lot of large tasks that we have to do, but there's just a lot of odds and ends that, you know, like getting the post-game food, updating the standings boards, little jobs like that, kind of go unnoticed sometimes. So it's nice when you know, you're talking to the players, and they appreciate your hard work and rebounding for them and getting this for them, getting that for them. That's one, probably the coolest thing I would say about managing is just building that relationship with all the players and even the coaching staff. So it's been a really cool experience, and would recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, as I was getting prepared for this, to this conversation with you guys, I thought, man, this is something that would have been kind of cool to do back in the day, but hey, you got to get there first. Okay, my question, next question is, I was going to ask about what practices are like. You've already answered that. So I am going to ask this question, which is, Bailey, you talked about the guys like to shoot and you got to rebound. So if somebody goes out, if a player goes out earlier before practice and shoots around, does a manager have to go out with him for that rebounding purposes?
They don't have to. The guys shoot on their own sometimes, but most of the time before practice, you know, since the managers are already there, we're all willing to help out. So we'll go. We'll usually have somebody to rebound, and then we'll have another guy to pass. It's just, I think from a player aspect, it's better to receive passes from ourselves rather from actual people compared to, like, just shooting on the shooting gun where it just throws the passes back to you. So just getting that, I guess, game-like experience for the players is nice, and which is why they always want us managers to rebound for them and pass.
We're speaking with Bailey Good and Dawson Jacoby, managers of the Purdue men's basketball team. Guys, I'm kind of winding down here a little bit. Here's one of my questions coming to an end, which is, so with all the chores and all the time that it takes to be the manager, do both of you guys have time to be college students and do the things that college students do?
You got it, Bailey. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the nice thing about having a lot of managers on staff is you don't have to be at every single practice. So if you got a big homework assignment, you got a quiz or a test to study for, to take, you can find time and get somebody else to fill in for you at practice and get your schoolwork done. Because I guess at the end of the day, we are student managers. So I guess that student part comes first, and academics is definitely the forefront.
A little bit on the other side of that, Bailey kind of went academically. I'll go the other way a little leisurely. I happen to be in a fraternity, and with managing, that definitely takes up quite a bit of time, but it's always nice to find a nice balance between leisure activities and just having a good time with some friends that you've met at Purdue, and just have a good time that way. And it's usually we can find the time to do that and just unwind a little bit, and it's just fun that way.
So how many times has somebody come up to you and said, "Man, it's a big ball game, man, get me tickets"?
That happens quite a bit. It definitely happens quite a bit. About a few times a week before the game, I'd say. About every game.
All right. My last question, guys, and I just want to thank you for taking the time out of calling in here and getting on the air with us. It's been an enjoyment to talk to you both about being managers. But my last question is you know, give me a story of maybe of Coach Painter or something that has gone on that you find maybe a little bit humorous.
One thing actually this year, first thing that came to mind when you said that, we were in practice one day this year, and we were just hanging out before practice. Coach Payne was in there talking to the guys. I was just talking to some guys as well, and Coach Payne looks over and says,
to Fletcher Lawyer and says, hey, watch this, and he grabs the ball. He's at the three-point line and says, hey, watch this, and throws it behind his back and drains it. Three. And everybody in the gym starts cracking up laughing because it was just a great moment for everyone to see, and everyone was paying attention to it. It was something really, really funny for us, and we were all having a good laugh over it.
That would have been amazing to watch. That should have been YouTubed somewhere.
there's probably a video of it somewhere out there.
How about you, Bailey?
Yeah, Coach Paint's a great guy, and it's so funny. He'll be in practice, and I mean, just any day of the week, you can pick a day. And the assistant coaches, they'll be breaking down defense or offense, and Coach Paint will just be, he'll be doing yoga on the side. But if he sees something, man, I tell you what, he'll jump right in, knows what's going on. He'll make corrections. But one of my favorite lines from him is anytime one of the players tries to do something fancy, he'll just tell them to lay off the fruit juice. But there's plenty of Coach Paint stories.
Well, guys, I got to tell you, I knew that I could milk a good time out of you guys on this conversation. Once again, I'm happy that you've taken the time out of your college schedule and your managing schedule to be with us on Inside the Huddle this morning.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it as well. Thank you.
Well, all right. We've been talking with Bailey Good and Dawson Jacoby, managers of the Purdue men's basketball team. We'll be right back after this timeout with our sponsor, Susan Casper Insurance.